Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Welcome to the Marty Shugold Show podcast. Wherever you're listening, wherever you are, hello.
Maybe you're using the new listener app.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of fun.
Lots of people are.
You know, just curate slash create your own listening experience.
That is what it's all about.
I mean, if you ever wanted to be in control of your life, here's your opportunity.
Yeah.
So many parts of our life are out of control.
Maybe this is your first chance to be in control of something.
Yeah, I know. And you feel better when you're in control.
Yeah.
I do. That's why I don't drink.
For the past couple of days.
Oh, that was fun. I love lying. Lying's one of the great things you can do in life too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let other people put you off lying.
Just
be yourself.
Embrace it.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to lie, and I don't care what anyone says.
You do it well.
Unless you're one of my kids. If I catch you lying, you're in trouble.
That's right.
Right till your mother gets home. Hey, Will.
Hi, Marty.
We've asked for shout-outs from Instagram, either internationally or locally.
We'll cast the net a bit wider.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast anywhere that's not Melbourne.
I will take Melbourne people. I'm intrigued. What are you doing when you're listening to it? Are you a treadmill person?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're a dog walker.
Mowing the lawn.
I used to always podcast when I was mowing the lawn, and then I thought, you know what? I'm actually getting away from the enjoyment of the mow here.
Oh, you want to hear it. You want to experience the full thing.
And I want to get it right.
Yeah.
And people who mow will know what I mean.
But you can get it right and listen to a podcast.
I don't know if you're concentrating as well as you should be.
Okay. I've never done it, so I don't know.
You've never mowed. You must have mowed.
No, I have the help do it.
I love that. What about for your dad? Did your dad not say, get out and mow the lawn, mate?
Oh, no, I did do that as a kid. I was paid $3 to do the front lawn.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Will, who has sent us a cheerio?
We have a fun cheerio from Sky, listening all the way from Hong Kong. She moved there in 2002 for work.
Yeah.
She has four kids who grew up there, and they're pretty good at speaking Mandarin.
And she's still there all these years later.
All these years later, and she starts her day every day with the podcast being played in the house. And this is a fun story. Back in the early 2000s, she said that you gave her a shout-out on the radio by pointing out the name, the way her name was spelt, and you called her Sky with a pretentious E.
That doesn't sound like Marty at all.
No, but it's nice that Sky remembers that.
It still gets referenced by the family to this day.
Well, so it is pretentious to have an E on the end of it, but it's lovely to hear from you again, Sky.
Yeah.
Let's touch base in another 18 years.
Get in touch with us through Instagram at Marty Shugold Show. Welcome to it. Let's start from Triple M.
Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
2nd of March, already second day of autumn.
Freezing this
morning. And it is.
Wasn't it? It was just like, oh, God, how long is this going to go on for? Well, till about November.
You got a hoodie. First time I've ever seen you in a hoodie.
Yeah, I know. It's a beautiful hoodie too.
It is very nice, actually. Did you get that from David Jones as well?
I did.
Did you?
You know I did. My one-stop shop for all my clothes.
Got an account there.
Why would you go to 10 different stores when you can go to the men's section at DJ's?
It's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah.
You don't need to go shopping all day. You go to one shop and you buy 5 shirts and a couple of hoodies and you're set.
You're set for the year.
For the year. 2 pairs of chinos. Couple of pairs of undies. See you next year, DJs.
2 pairs of undies.
Did I say 2 pairs
you
of undies?
Said a couple. Yeah.
A couple of pairs of undies.
Yeah.
All right. 3.
turn them inside out.
How many pairs of undies do you need?
I think it's 6 days.
You get 6 days out of turning them inside out. And then you just muck around with them the other couple of days.
Yeah, there you go.
Or wear Angies if I feel like it. On this day, 1936, Don Bradman, wait for this, scores 369 in 253 minutes in South Australia's innings and 349-run win over Tasmania.
And he's our Don Bradman.
They don't ride him like this anymore, do they?
No,
they don't. Sorry. Why are you staring at me like that?
We're not friends today, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
And you know why.
Oh, oh my God.
So good. Let's just enjoy. Enjoy.
Yeah, let's enjoy. Outdoor. You're right. Let's enjoy.
Bradman. Every Aussie dips his lid.
Dipsy's lid.
Lid.
That could have gone anywhere for a second.
That's a hat, just to be sure.
Yes, it is. Dipsy's lid. That's a hat.
Just to be clear.
Just to be clear. Yeah, 1964, Beatles begin filming A Hard Day's Night.
Working like a dog.
Yeah.
All right. I should be like a
love, but when I get home to you, this is prior to Yoko, of course, ruining the band.
Imagine all the people living for today.
Ooh-hoo. Ruined it for everyone.
Sure did. Is she a Hall of Famer in any way, shape or form?
Wouldn't have thought so.
No, I think you're right. How's this for a bit of a fun fact for the water cooler? Yeah. 1983, compact discs and players are released for the first time in the United States. They had previously been available only in Japan. Oh, it's not as good now. discs and CD. Remember when CDs came out?
Oh, yeah.
It just was mind-boggling.
Didn't you hate it when you scratched a CD?
Oh, my God.
Ruined.
Or the plastic on the CD cover broke so the hinge didn't work
anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Because all it was that tiny little circle.
Yeah, at the bottom.
That's shoved into the side. And once that was gone.
It was duff. Stuffed.
It was really awful. Yeah. It was duff as well. Duff and Rowe for those old-time fans of the double-hander from the mid-90s. Chris Martin's turning 44 today. Absolutely not.
What, you don't like this one?
No. When I said, what hook have we got, and I found out it was Livin' La Vida Loca, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Why?
Where does this feature...
What metric do you want?
I want to know where this features.
Australian sales?
Yeah, give me Australian sales.
It's their biggest song would comfortably be Paradise.
Paradise?
That went like 10 times platinum. This went platinum.
Paradise?
Yeah.
What, all bigger than The Scientist?
The Scientist was 40th on the charts. This is their most successful ARIA song.
What?
Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
Viva La Vida.
Finished number two.
You may be happy with this.
This was number five.
Yellow. Number five. This was?
Yeah. I think DC did a very good job with Viva La Vida.
Well done, DC. It's not about you. It's about the public.
What were we talking about Coldplay for again?
Chris Martin's birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday.
He's only 44.
Is he really?
I know.
Wow.
God, how long have they been a band?
25 years?
Yeah. It's a long
time. At least, I reckon.
At least 20, I reckon. Deaths. Mm. 1999, Dusty Springfield died. She was 60. The only one who could ever reach me. She could still be with us. She would only be 82.
Spring chicken.
Absolutely. Dusty spring chicken. Two young larrikins from Manjaroon, WA had to be rescued after floating several kilometres out to sea while drinking beers on their inflatable mattress. Jackson Perry and Noah Palmer blew up the inflatable mattress and hopped on it, armed with an esky full of beers. Not many beers in that esky, I wouldn't have thought. What do you reckon you'd get in there? 14?
At the most.
At the absolute most. Yeah. Six, and then a couple laying down at the top.
Yeah, that's about it.
You're going to need more than that. However, strong winds picked up and dragged the pair kilometres out to the Indian Ocean where they were stranded for almost 3 hours. We've got a grab of them on sunrise yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the beers. We were pretty spontaneous like that, and we just thought we'd go out and drift out on the water for a bit on a mattress. And then before we realised, the wind had taken us out. And we couldn't paddle against the wind, and we just kept going out further and further. So Yeah, but the beers definitely helped with us keeping us occupied and stuff, so we weren't complaining too much.
Beers. Yeah. Thank you. Beers. Makes it so much better. You know, normally I don't like a bed, but this is a good one. They weren't concerned about sharks, apparently, but they were concerned about the beers starting to run out.
Yeah.
And the panic set in when the mattress began to sink because there were holes in its surface and the phones were dying. Now it's getting serious.
Well, it's not a boat. It's a mattress.
I know. You're losing air.
Yeah.
Your battery's going down and you're running out of beers.
You're heading to the Indian Ocean.
I think my favourite part of Sunrise was when Koshy did an impersonation of a young person.
We've got a bit of that here.
Is this a stitch-up for the gram?
Is this a stitch-up for the gram?
Shut up, Koshy!
I wake up with Marty.
All right, you can be a part of this by registering online at martyshegoldshow.com.au and the very important bit, standing by your phone.
Yes, and then if you answer the phone within four rings and say the words, I wake up with Marty, you can win a bar fridge from Bar Fridges Australia. What a wonderful... I mean, we've been through the bar fridges stuff. Just astounding people. Next level. A couple of the blokes down there and a couple of the ladies.
Very friendly.
Very.
I'll help you out.
Who doesn't love going to reception at Bar Fridges Australia?
Yeah.
G'day, everyone. we've given two away. One to Jamie in Franger and one to Alison in Atwood. I hope today's our day to give... a third bar fridge away.
All right. Answer within four rings. I wake up with
Marty. Who we got?
We have got Lance in Dingley Village.
Dingley Village?
That's where we got. Oh, there's one. The first one.
I knew a bloke in Dingley. Two.
Did you?
Yeah. Three.
Yeah.
Wake up with Marty. Oh!
Lance, you've won a bar fridge.
Awesome. Thanks.
This is fantastic, Lance. I love giving people fridges.
I like using them.
Good answer. Good answer, Lance. Fridges are handy. Otherwise, meat tends to go off and you end up getting very sick all the time.
Yeah.
In other news, what are you going to do with the fridge, Lance?
It's going straight to the bar room and getting used.
How wonderful. This is great news, Lance. What's your preferred alcohol of choice?
Definitely a beer occasionally.
I don't reckon it'd be your first beer, Lance, just having a listen to you.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. What else you got in the bar room? Anything I need to know about? Any memorabilia?
Oh, yes, definitely. Got a few things remind me of me pop and me father and brother, so, yeah.
Jeez, that suddenly got quite sad, Lance. let's get back to how great a bar fridge is!
Enjoy.
Don't make me sad, Lance.
Thanks for waking up with Marty, Lance. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Golden Globes a bit different this year.
Yes, they were. Tina Fey was in one part of America and Amy Poehler was in the other part. It was all happening.
Yeah.
One thing that caught our ears overnight was Tina Fey referring to Sia's disastrous movie music, which has just been absolutely panned universally.
It has.
And it's worth playing the grab.
Yeah.
Sia's controversial film Music is nominated for Best International Flopperoony. I don't want to get into it, guys, but it's real problematic. And Twitter is saying it's the most offensive casting since Kate Hudson was the Weight Watchers spokesperson.
Wonderful. Dipper Domenico. Dipper. Has reportedly separated from his wife of 41 years. Oh. I hate these stories. Mm. You never know what's going on. And I don't want to dwell on it, but it's just awful, isn't it? There's been a real spate of AFL breakups.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's really sad after 41 years.
I know. It's like one bloke did it and everyone went, actually, that's not a bad idea. I should do that too.
Yeah.
Apparently they'd had a bit of time apart and then got back together and then his wife posted on Facebook yesterday that... he'd wanted a second chance, come home, and then made another mistake in her eyes, and that was the end of that.
Right.
It's a bit sad.
It is very sad.
240 games in other news as I'm going through Dipper's stats. I mean, it seems inappropriate to be discussing stats at the moment, but five premierships is always worth mentioning.
Mm.
1986 Brownlow, you got anything to add, Will?
Not really. Good career.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, bud.
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
We've got a fun grab here from the Golden Globes last night of Sacha Baron Cohen, who won Best Actor, I believe, and also Best Movie for Borat Subsequent Video, is it called?
Subsequent Movie Film.
Borat Subsequent Movie Film. And here he is accepting one of his awards.
I've got to say, this movie couldn't have been possible without my co-star, a fresh new talent who came from nowhere and turned out to be a comedy genius. I'm talking, of course, about Rudy Giuliani. I mean, who could get more laughs out of one unzipping? Incredible. Our movie was just the beginning for him. Rudy went on to star in a string of comedy films, hits like Four Seasons Landscaping, Hair Dye Another Day, and the courtroom drama, A Very Public Fart.
Well,
why did he do that?
Will's just showed me the footage of Rudy farting in court. It's pretty good.
What a mess.
Oh, what happened to that guy? Moomba's back. Yesterday we weren't sure if Moomba was coming back, but Lord Mayor Sally Capp yesterday announced this year's Moomba Monarch.
Gets us there, doesn't it?
Sure does. Gets us right there, where you need to be when Moomba Monarchs are announced. And this year, we've got three Moomba Monarchs, not just a king and a queen, a king and a king and a queen and a queen. King and
That's
two
right.
queens.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Good hand.
Three.
They're all unsung community heroes who've been working to keep us all safe during COVID-19. And thank God for them.
Yeah, well done.
Lord Mayor crowned Praveeni Fernando, who's an infectious diseases physician.
A cleaner.
She's a cleaner. Yeah. My apologies to Praveeni. An infectious diseases physician, Professor Kirsty Buzing?
I think it's
Buzing. Buzing? Mrs. Buizing to the front desk, please. Mrs. Kirsty Buizing. My apologies for these names, obviously. Me words.
Just use your words. Have another go.
Come on. Supermarket worker, Drew Law. Thank God for one normal day.
This year's Moomba Monarchs, here they are.
I actually didn't believe the phone call when I first received it.
I'm really happy. I'm really honoured and thrilled. I feel like a mini celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
A mini celebrity.
That's cute.
Who do we know that's a mini celebrity?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't want to throw a name out there?
No. Will.
Marty Shegold.
I liked Will.
I knew you would.
You're a mini celebrity, Will. Obviously, Praveeni has been working her butt off, cleaning trams, which is fantastic, sanitising high touch points at tram stops and depots. Kirsty, Mrs. Buizing to the front office, please, is an infectious diseases physician at Royal Melbourne's hospital. Oh, God, that, oh, no thanks. And Drew Law is a support manager at Coles Eastland, and he's actually been going out of his way and personally delivering groceries to an elderly customer
that he's struck up a friendship with. That's so good.
Good stuff. Yeah. Isn't that lovely? Mm. We thought it'd be fun to just quickly go through some past monarchs. I know we're pushed for time, but some of them are pretty strange. What were the ones we thought were strange? Mick Malthouse and Ruby Rose in 2011
seems like.
What would they have talked about? Do you know what I mean? What were Mick and Ruby Rose chatting about in 2011? Bert Newton and Lucy Durack were there in 2014, no doubt for the release of Wicked, and one of the most shameless cross promotes that Moomba's no doubt ever been involved in.
Yes.
Just awful stuff.
Con the Fruiterer.
Con the Fruiterer. Who was Con with?
Just him.
Just on his own. Just had a king of Moomba that year. Yeah, some years they just have one. Andrew Gaze was in 94. My old friends Leno and Woodley were in 97. They had a break from 99 to 2009 because what are you pointing
at? Screen.
It's in blue.
Yeah, it's highlighted.
The tradition ended when clowns Zig and Zag were appointed after it was revealed that years before Zig had pleaded guilty to child molestation.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ, Zig. Holy hell. A clown mucking around with kids.
No.
No.
So what, it just disappeared for 10 years?
Hang on. No, Zig. Absolutely not.
Sick.
Sick.
No.
You stay out of it. Matt's standing behind you going, don't you talk about it, Lauren. Let Marty ruin his career talking about the dirty clown.
I'm laughing at the name Zig.
I assumed you weren't laughing at what Zig had done.
No.
Jimmy Giggle and Chrissy Swan, wouldn't have thought so.
Anyone else you want to have a go at?
Having a quick look.
Yeah.
Molly Meldrum and Kate Sobrano is a nice way to finish
it. Oh, there you go.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Marty Sheargold. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Jury's Out.
Oh, how about the big voiceover guy?
Oh, jury's out. We've got our three jury members now who have very kindly rung and donated their time. David.
How we going, Marty?
Welcome to the jury, David. You'll find out what this is about shortly. Yeah. Gaia, you are part of the jury. Congratulations.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Renzo!
G'day, Marty and team. How are you?
Welcome to the jury. I'm going to run you through the story, guys, and then I'm going to get your opinion at the end of this, guilty or not. Guilty or not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through the story together. I'm a 29-year-old male, and when I was in high school, I was horrendously bullied by one of my classmates. He would call me names, make fun of me, get his friends to do the same. He'd shove me, push me, try to trip me every time he had the chance. In addition to the daily taunting and bullying, he turned most of my friends against me and ruined my social life. Needless to say, I hate him more than anything. About 2 or 3 years ago, my 25-year-old sister, wait for it, started dating him. During these years, he never apologised to me. Despite that, my sister had gone ahead with their relationship. Oh, God, I don't like this. But I'm not trying to influence the jury.
No.
Recently, my sister announced that she's engaged. Additionally, she also said she's 10 weeks pregnant and that she's expecting the wedding and that she's what's that say, Lauren?
Expediting
the wedding so the child is born in wedlock. Okay?
Yep.
I feel really betrayed and hurt that my own sister would choose to spend her life with someone that ruined my life for so many years. So I told her, and this bit's in inverted commas, thanks for letting me know, but I really can't stand the sight of someone that ruined my youth. I won't come to your wedding, so you should find someone else to walk you down the aisle.
Oh, no.
Do not influence the jury, please, guys.
Just presenting the evidence.
My sister then starts crying and tells me I hurt her feelings. Our parents scolded me for being mean and childish. Even my wife thinks I overreacted and that I should just go to the wedding. Guilty or not guilty?
You should go to our jury.
What do you think, David?
Yeah, he should go to the wedding, toughen up, get over it. Oh. 10 years ago.
Okay.
Oh. All right, thank you, David.
Just brutal. I love this.
What about Gaia?
Well, I was bullied in high school as well.
What do you think, Gaia? And I'm sorry to hear that, but this is great for the story.
Yeah, I know.
Would you go to the wedding?
No.
One each. This is the perfect jury's out.
It is. Renzo, final jury member.
Mate, I reckon everyone deserves a second chance. I reckon you should give the arsehole a second chance.
And we are here for the Royal Melbourne Home Lottery. Visit rmhhomelottery.com.au for your chance to win. And all tickets in the Home Lottery help fund state-of-the-art equipment, new treatments, world-class research, allowing the Royal Melbourne Hospital to provide the very best of care for everyone every day.
Early bird draw too, I think. Yeah. If you buy a ticket before Friday, you could win the Lexus.
Yeah, the UX 200, I think it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Lexus.
Shiny and new. Love a Lexus.
Oh, I love all of it. I love that whole thing. Every part of it. I hope I win something. I'll have to buy a ticket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Move. Get in.
Be a part of it.
Yeah, I know. How's this? We're asking the question, what's the worst place your parents took you on a holiday?
133353 is the number.
A brain-dead couple have been slammed for camping with their child on the edge of a cliff in Yorkshire in the UK.
All right. Where are we going with this?
Oh, now I get
it. That's where we're going. The Griswolds.
Holiday Road.
This is in Yorkshire, just behind Carrum Downs, I believe.
Local story. Everyone relax. This is local ads.
It's down the road.
Just down the road.
Yeah.
The parents pitched a tent with the youngster along what's called the Cleveland Way Trail in Stades, which has recently seen devastating landslips.
That's near Seaford.
Stades.
Local. Everyone relax.
Photos show the tent. Now, this is an astounding photo. It is frightening. Everything about it makes me nauseous. It's just metres from the edge of the cliff, which is 203 metres high.
Wow.
Have a look where they've whacked that tent. What a crew of absolute dunces and morons. The Coast Guard was scrambled to move the family away from the area. It comes just weeks after a rescue volunteer was left paralysed from his neck down when he suffered horrific injuries while trying to help two other campers.
Mm. And you're right there, right on the edge.
Right on the edge. I mean, you're 2 foot off the edge of a 200-metre drop.
It is incredible.
Why would you put your tent there?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. Brain dead is being generous to these two.
I reckon.
What's the worst place your parents took you on holiday?
Missy.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Missy. Oh, you've got a young person with you, Missy.
We've got a few young people with us. Yeah, with me, yes.
How young's your youngest?
One.
Ah, oh, what a beautiful age for somebody else to have a child at. Am I right, Missy?
Yes, number 3 of 3, so yeah, definitely over it.
Have fun, mate. Just be the best version of yourself today. Have a white wine.
That'd be nice. Off to work I am.
Life sucks balls. Missy, what's the worst place your parents took you on holiday?
So when I was about 20, my mum and my stepdad took me, our baby brother, my younger brother, and my younger stepsister away on a holiday to a caravan park.
Yeah.
They'd hired a couple of caravans, and they got there and they promptly started calling it Camp Dread.
Oh, Camp.
So they moved Camp Dread. It was two caravans that were disgusting and mouldy and just really, really horrendous.
Mm.
So they promptly took us to a caravan park where it rained for an entire week. And so they promptly took us to a motel where the 7 of us stayed there for an entire week.
Oh, my God. You're still triggered by it, aren't you, Missy? I can hear it in your voice.
We still call it Camp Dread these days, and we know exactly where we're talking about. And funnily enough, we actually call ourselves the Griswolds from that.
Oh, just tied it back into Holiday Road. Missy hated every single bit of that trip.
She's being triggered again. She's hearing this.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Mentone. Darren, worst place your parents took you on a holiday. What happened? Where was
it? Adelaide.
Adelaide. Oh, well, hang on, Darren. I've had lovely times in Adelaide.
Well, it was actually the Barossa Valley, and we had, it was like mid-80s.
Yeah.
We had this blue Sigma wagon, packed like a donkey, sluggage on the roof, four bikes on the back.
It is the Griswold.
It was. It was horrendous. So we got there, drove straight through Adelaide, and Dad's like, what town was that? And Mum's like, I think that was it. So we turned around.
What town was that? That was Adelaide, Dad. You just drove through the heart of it. And then turned around and went back?
Well, we stayed for a couple of days and Mum and Dad drank wine. And then we, on our way home, all the luggage fell off the roof on the highway.
Oh, no.
So that was the great memorable holiday, that one.
Yeah, that sounds awful. But Mum and Dad got through it with wine.
Talking about a camping story.
Camping story. We just covered off the worst place you could go on holiday with your parents after this family in Yorkshire in the UK, just outside Carrum Downs. Local! Took their kid on a camping trip, whacked him in a tent two and a half feet off a 200-metre drop.
Yeah.
It's an astounding photo. Jump on Insta and have a look at it.
At Marty Shegold Show.
And while you're there.
Yes, Will.
Contribute to our discussion like Amy did, and she said the worst holiday she went with as a teenager, our dad took us to the steelworks factory in Whyalla.
Oh, that sounds horrendous.
I've looked up Whyalla. It's every bit as bad as it sounds.
That sounds exactly like what a dad would do.
Yeah. The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M. Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Here's something from 1979 that we're actually literally going to discuss. It's a canteen menu or a tuck shop menu.
I love the word tuck shop.
Tuck shop.
Tuck shop, it was canteen.
Tuck shop at my school. Yeah,
it was tuck too. Shop at my school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will?
Tuck shop.
Tuck shop. Yeah.
White paper bags, used to get the pies in.
We used to get brown paper bags.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You'd write your order on the paper bag.
Yeah.
Put it in.
Put it in the little thing in the classroom and it would magically come back just before lunch. The tub.
Yeah. Like such a laundry basket.
Yeah. Oh.
It was actually quite a privileged job to go and get the lunch orders.
Yeah.
It was just an excuse to get out of class.
It was.
But it was fun to walk down to the tuck shop, see Mrs. Johnson.
Was it the first version of Uber Eats?
It really was. Deliveroo.
Kind of was. Yeah.
42-year-old Australian canteen / tuck shop list has revealed how much prices have changed. It's from a Victorian primary school in South Australia.
It's local.
Local.
It's local as.
It's near Werribee?
Yeah. It's a Werribee primary school's old canteen menu. And it shows how much a gold coin could get you. Let's just go through some of the prices. And I mean, give us a bell if you can remember anything that you used to buy from your tuck shop. You know what we used to...
133.53.
133.53. You know what we got into at the canteen for a while was a sausage roll inside a white hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were, and you would just carb load. Because you could when you were 10.
What about a packet of twisties in the roll?
Yeah, nice.
All that sort of stuff.
Just
I did that.
All of that sort of gear. How's some of these prices? Hot lunches is the top of the list here. You could get a pie or a pasty for 50 cents in 1979. And I reckon that's top dollar then.
50 cents, yeah.
A sausage roll for 28 cents.
Oh, did you actually missed that pie with sauce was 52 cents.
2 cents for the sauce. It's now extra. You pay 50 cents for the sauce.
You do, yeah.
Those little capsules that you split and squeeze on stuff are like 50 cents.
Unbelievable.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Give us a sauce, will you?
Yeah, just throw it in.
For God's sake. Beef and salad roll, 50 cents. Cheese and salad roll, 42 cents.
What year was this?
79.
79.
A Vegemite roll, 25 cents. 25 cents. I mean, you cannot buy anything for 20 cents. If you want them as sandwiches, a Vegemite sandwich, 20 cents.
Wow.
20 cents.
I remember 20 cents of mixed lollies at the milk bar.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not one of the great joys in life?
So good.
I used to take a dollar to the milk bar and I'd get 100 bullets in a white paper bag.
100?
And a man would count them all out for me.
How long would that take?
About 4 years. I only got it once. you were just taking me, some of the things on this menu are pretty basic. Pies, pasties, sausage rolls, pie for 50 cents, sausage roll for 28 cents. Twisties, packet of twisties, guess how much? 12 cents.
12?
12 cents. Celery stick, you love this one, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
3 cents.
For a celery stick?
Yeah.
Give me two.
Licorice for 2 cents. I remember when some lollies went from 1 cent to 2 cent at school and we were like,
50% more.
No, thank you.
Yeah, double more, 100%
more. Lauren just jumped online and had a look at a modern day canteen's menu.
Yeah. Not only can you not get twisties, lollies, pies, pasties, all that, the prices are astronomical, but you can also get spanakopita, quiche, frittata, vegetarian lasagna, beef brisket lasagna, paninis.
Paninis.
Oh.
You can get salads, Middle Eastern couscous, pumpkin, pomegranate greens, chickpeas and feta.
How fancy.
My God. If someone had come back from the canteen with a frittata, we would have rubbed it into their face.
Yeah, absolutely.
And told them to go back and get a pie.
And some twisties.
Linda's taking us down memory lane from Werribee. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, guys.
What do you remember about the canteen?
Okay, this is... I went to primary school in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Western Suburbs. And I can remember the Raz.
The Raz? Yeah, I remember the Raz. Yeah.
Raz and Sunny Boys.
Sunny Boys.
And Choo Choo Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you go in with 2 cents and you get a bag full of lollies.
I know.
You know, which you can't get now at schools.
All right, Linda. Okay, don't run through the whole canteen's menu.
I'll be here for a while.
I wasn't sure where Linda was heading there.
Sure, in Heidelberg. Canteen memories, what's yours?
How you going, guys? We used to have jelly and fruit. It was like jelly and two fruits in one of those plastic cups.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Me too.
And it was once a week thing. You were allowed to have that just once a week. You saved up all week for that once a week thing.
How much were they, Sean?
I think they were about 40 cents. That was back in the mid-80s, though.
Yeah.
Before GST.
Seems too much, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
40 seems high. That's top dollar at the canteen.
And Chris in Pakenham.
There you go.
What's your canteen memory?
We used to order this with a bit of a snigger, but we used to get the, you either get a cream bun, but I used to go for the cream horn.
Of course you did, Chris. Big old cream horn.
Stand by to... It's all just a little bit
of history. On this day.
8:33 here on the Marty Shergold Show. Welcome to 2nd of March.
That's second today, of March, yes. On this day. And look, it's just so wonderful to have this sort of stuff to arrive at work at as we all re-enter the workplaces. And no doubt, having driven to work this morning, you're realising how busy it is on the roads.
So much traffic back on the roads. Lakeside Drive, obviously, it's closed in Albert Park.
The whole thing is driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Well, take that steering wheel out of your undies, mate. On this day, 2nd of March, as I put my glasses on.
I will. There we go. We're all set now.
1933, King Kong, film directed by Marion Cooper and Ernest Schoedsatt.
Schoed, I'd say.
Schoedsatt.
I beg your pardon.
What an awful name. Mr. Schoedsatt, to the front office, please. Mr. Schoedsatt.
Final call for passenger Schoedsatt.
Mr. Schoedsatt, to the Ansett desk.
ANA.
Mr. Schoedsatt, starring Faye Ray. I mean, some stupid names here. premieres at Radio City Music Hall and RKO Roxy in New York City.
The airplane's got him. Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the beast.
Well done, Mr. Schoedsatt.
Mr. Schoedsatt, indeed. 1965, The Sound of Music, starring... Julie Andrews. Christopher Plummer. Was released in 65.
1965?
A couple of iconic grabs from this film.
Maria, our abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you can't face?
I can't face him again.
Fair enough, too.
That's what they said about him. 16,
going on 17, I know that I'm nice. Press on.
My favourite song.
It's 8:35. I meet may tell me I'm sweet and
willingly I believe. Liesl. I had such a huge crush on Liesl.
Did you?
Yeah.
How many times have you watched this movie?
Oh, numerous times over the years. When she fell in love with a Nazi, I lost a little bit of interest in her. Okay, right. But I didn't understand that till later in life.
That all made sense then.
It really did. 1977, future The Tonight Show host Jay Leno debuts on Johnny Carson.
You reading about the weather back east, what's been happening in Buffalo and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This man will back me up. It's the same man who talks to the television at home. Look out, Kojak! Thanks, viewer.
Good stuff, Joe.
Yeah.
1996, Coalition is elected and John Howard becomes Prime Minister of Australia on this day, 96.
Wow. Okay.
Boo. Oh.
25 years ago.
Mm. Jeff Kennett turned 73.
Big birthday for Jeff.
John Bon Jovi's turning 59.
What if, would Jeff Kennett be listening to Bon Jovi while he's celebrating his 73rd birthday today?
I hope so.
Yeah.
He'd probably hating Hawthorne as well. Yeah. A local story here from Thailand, just the other side of Werribee.
Relax. It's local.
Local, good. We like local stories here.
A guard dog in Thailand has slept through an armed robbery. Oh, it was a training drill. Oh, I see. But still, he's still not interested. Have a look at him there. He's a husky in Thailand.
Oh, I mean,
that's cruel.
What that is.
I hope it was shaved.
Humid enough for you, buddy?
Imagine you there.
I mean... Why are you panting so much, Marty? The husky named Lucky, well, turns out he's not that lucky, was out like a light when the robber breezed in and pointed a gun at the owner. We're asking the question, what did the dog sleep through? You're thinking, geez, we've got a good dog here.
Mm.
This thing.
He's a guard dog.
He is up and about.
Yeah.
We are not going to have a problem with the little man around.
Yes.
And then bang, what did it sleep through? The drill was conducted by police to check security and train the staff on how to act during armed robberies. Well, Lucky couldn't care less. He is about as unconscious as a dog can get in this shop.
Well, he's hot.
Yeah.
And stuffed.
Warawut Lomwanawang, who owns the jewellery store in Thailand's Chiang Mai, kept waiting for his guard dog to wake up and tackle the fake robber, but he didn't. You can imagine how disappointed Wangawang was, and the point of the exercise was to teach staff how to react. However, Lucky clearly has failed the test.
Yeah, he was just asleep.
Yeah. And I know people might think I'm mispronouncing Warawut's name, but I'm not.
It's Lomwanawang.
It's Lomwana.
Warawut Lomwanawang.
Lomwanawang.
Wong, yeah.
Yeah. What did I say? Warawut Lomwanawang?
Something like, not like that.
Okay. Yeah. DC, can you just get a grab of how I pronounce Lomwanawang? I'm pretty sure I was close. Warawut Lomwanawang.
There we go. Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Beautiful language too.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love Thailand. One of my favourite holiday destinations.
It's a rare treat when you get to Thailand.
Is
on Jetstar for $180. Do you remember when going to Thailand meant
beach.
Something?
Yeah.
You know, traveling the world used to be an event.
And it will be a thing again. We've just got to get through this next 12
remember
months.
Remember like if when we were kids, like 18, 19, 20, you met someone who went to England, you were like, what in the holy hell are you doing?
On a ship.
Who's paying for that?
Yeah.
It's like $3,000.
I know.
Like, where have you got that from?
Now you can go up for $100 on an orange plane.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Travelling means nothing anymore. Stay here and travel locally.
That's it, yeah.
I'm not getting paid as much as Hamish Blake to say that. I'm going to get into whistling whole songs too, just leaving the mic up and whistling through them.
That is going to get very tiresome very quickly.
Who doesn't love a whistler? I had a shot at pronouncing the store owner's name, Warawut Lomwanawang.
That's what you said.
What was my first attempt?
Lomwanawang. Lomwanawang.
Lomwanawang.
You were close.
God, I was close.
Yeah.
Was it when it's...
Lomwanawang.
Sorry, Warawut. When it's in front of you, it's kind of... It's intimidating as you start because you know it's not going to end well because you haven't looked at it.
You didn't have the confidence to get through it.
No. I could have had a look at it. You're absolutely right.
Mm.
This dog, Lucky, who's a husky in Thailand, which could be the cruelest thing I think I've ever heard, slept right through... the robbery, which was a police security check to see if the staff knew what to do during a robbery. We asked the question, what did the dog sleep through?
And we have Michael from Croydon. Hey, Michael, what happened?
Marty.
Hey, Michael.
How you going?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, terrific, mate. We had a long-haired shepherd.
Yeah.
And he was leaning up against one of those super dangerous old panel heaters one night.
Oh.
While we're playing table tennis in the shed, we smelt something and turned around and he was well and truly smouldering.
Oh, my God.
So, Dad just started beating him with a jacket and we're all screaming and
he
went off terrified and he just always thought that we just bashed him for no reason while he was asleep.
He didn't realise he was on fire.
It was okay, though.
Yeah, he was all right. He never even knew what happened, but he just thought we were all a bit weird.
So, why is everyone hitting me with coats? And why does it smell like fire in here?
It's not a great situation for him.
No, it's not ideal
for
your dog to be on fire.
Thanks, Michael. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
That time of the show where Lauren runs us through our mistakes.
How did we go today, Loz?
Not terribly.
Oh, good.
Yes.
A few little things, though.
Good.
Yep.
I hope so.
Well, in on this day, you wanted to know if Yoko Ono is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
She is not.
I wasn't sure.
And according to one person on Quora, she has not put out any material worthy of being in the Hall of Fame.
We could have told you that.
If she was not married to John Lennon, we would not be talking about her. Well, that's not true. We love Yoko.
Well, we do love Yoko, but I think that it's a fair point.
It is a very fair point.
Yoko may not be on our radar had she not married John Lennon.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
Because what was she, Yoko? She was a fine artist, wasn't she? A photographer or a painter?
Yeah, I think she was a photographer.
Mm.
All of the above.
Yoko.
Fact check for Alex.
Oh, Alex.
Step up to the mic.
Alex is in here with
us.
Yeah. Alex, come on, come around. We've got a fact check for you, according to Lauren.
I obviously didn't pick this up because it's cricket related. Oh. But in Alex's 7:30 news bulletin, she said that David Warner will not return for New South Wales in a one-day game on Thursday, and it would be the first time he would have played in 3 months. He played in Australia's fourth test against India on Jan 15.
Thank you. I'll send that straight to the sport guy.
Yes. Just making that somebody else's problem.
We had some fun with the name Shodesack.
Yeah, which is
during
his name.
On this day. Mr. Yes, Shodesack. It's his name. Mr. Shodesack.
Mm.
Exactly. Oh, God. It's actually Shodeshack.
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 Not Shodesack?
No. Unfortunately.
Spell it properly then.
Yeah. And contribution from Stuart on Instagram talking about tuck shop prices. Lollies increasing from 1 to 2 cents is a 100% increase, not a 50% increase as Troy chipped in with.
Oh, yeah, I did. I
chipped in with in brackets.
I was hoping nobody heard that.
I sort of heard it.
Yeah.
So it's partly my mistake too.
Yeah. It's everyone's mistake.
Yeah.
It didn't even matter, really.
No.
It didn't really add to anything.
Well, still, it's worth pulling you up. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.